the end. Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
12 minutes to 7 here on Kaya Biz on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. My name is Nzinga Kunta, standing in for Guguletu Mfupi. You can tweet us at Kaya on air is our handle, and you can use the hashtag Kaya Biz. You can also WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. Now, the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry says their business confidence index has risen to 116.7. That's up from 113.2 in June, meaning business confidence in South Africa improved in July. Let's speak to the CEO of SACHI, Alan Mokoki. Tate Mokoki, thank you so much for your time. Before we get into the numbers, just take us through what this business confidence index is and how you put it together.
Well, as you recall, good evening to you and good evening to your listeners as well. As you recall, we do three types of indices. We do the paid survey as well. That one, we do call people directly and talk to them to find out their views and their feelings around what's going on with the trade environment. Mm-hmm. But on this one in particular, obviously, we look at the numbers. We simply look at the data. Using all the credible sources of data, such as car sales and that kind of stuff. And from there, we deduce, therefore, that this is what the index is actually indicating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a combination. So we don't just do one. Of course, recently, we're now also launching the Small Business Growth Index, which is something new, yeah. But what the numbers are showing us, of course, at this particular point in time, is that there is an improvement. And that generally tends to come off the back of some of the inputs into the business cycle. And by business cycle, we mean the things that become critical for growth, employment, inflation, exchange rate, interest rates, mm-hmm. right? And if you look at that particular period, you'll see that the all the noise and the events around the United States didn't really cause the dollar to run away from the rand. In that context, we didn't see significant appreciation of the exchange rate. The inflation numbers remained stable and low, so there was always going to be an expectation that there would be pressure on the monetary authorities to reduce the interest rates. Mm-hmm. Coupled with that, as you'd imagine, some of the input costs, because they're dollar denominated and they're controlled by the level of the exchange rate deterioration. So you'll see that the fuel price then will be stabilizing as a huge input cost in that particular regard. Okay. And then at that, the rise in commodity prices in particular, because you got the story relating to gold. And other commodities that were actually increasing in price. So I think that those are the combination of factors that made people to start to be more active. There were higher levels of passenger cars that were actually being sold. We're still looking at the data in terms of what the impact of the Chinese motor cars is going to be, because you've seen them launching quite a number of SUVs, and those particular SUVs have come in at significantly lower prices, making cars generally to be very affordable. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a whole range of condition of issues. Of course, we can't minimize the idea that the president had also announced the idea of a national dialogue that people must get together to meet. And a lot of these things coming together, they gave that indication from what we can see.
Okay. And so what weight can and do investors and business people place on the BCI?
Well, it's a lot, because it's one of the few indices that are run in South Africa. As you know, we've been around for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And our BCI is quoted widely. Even the president tends to refer to it when he presents his State of the Nation address, the SONA. Mm-hmm. He's referred to it a few times. So a lot of people do quote it, and we do get a lot of inquiries from people, because I think that it's proven over a longer period of time that it's quite a credible index. And there are other people who are running other indices, so it's not a question of saying you are running down other people. I think that there are people who run other indices. I think RMB or Stellenbosch, those people are also running indices. And if you look and compare those indices, you tend to find that there are huge numbers of commonalities in terms of the things that we're all talking about.
Okay, if we can just take me back, I know you touched on it, but what would you say are the top three positive indicators for that month of July where BCI improved?
Well, as we said, passenger car sales were up, and then the commodity prices, of course, the gold has been going up. And they're huge. There are a lot of issues around gold. As you know, once there is a level of instability in world markets, gold has always been seen as a store of value. People run to gold because they want to invest, whether it's wars taking place, Donald Trump creating a lot of excitement with his tariffs would cause people to pause globally, and then they start to invest and invest more and more into the environment of gold. China has not stopped moving. India has not actually stopped moving. So you have those particular two environments that tend to drive a lot of the commodity play. And South Africa, for instance, would have huge reserves of manganese, huge reserves of chrome, huge reserves of iron ore. And all those are inputs that go into anyone that is trying to aggressively industrialize. So as China feels the pressure of wanting to grow and wanting to obviously be very independent, and wanting to get into other markets, and India trying to do exactly the same thing, and Brazil moving very aggressively, you'd obviously find South Africa being a safer environment from a commodities point of view in terms of the booming side of that. And you've seen that gold has also done the same thing. Mm-hmm. So those are the factors. And of course, as I said, inflation has stayed stable. And as you've seen, even though these numbers are July numbers, but immediately after that, you saw that the Reserve Bank did actually trigger a 25 basis point reduction in the rate of interest. Mm-hmm. And all those are factors, because obviously if the cost of money is cheaper, people tend to be a little bit more confident. There's more disposable income because the car installment finance, the mortgage loan finance, the personal loan finance get to be cheaper by that quarter percentage point. That means more disposable income into the hands of people. So that means, therefore, people want to use that money either to save or to use that money to buy goods and services in the economy. So it's all a very related system in the business cycle, that if I've got more money, I'm going to obviously deploy that money into the economy. And obviously, if the fuel price is low because it's dollar denominated, if the exchange rate is stable, then obviously we're not going to find a level of high interest rates and a level of high exchange rates. So therefore, we will have more money, and then that creates that level of confidence.
Okay, so you've spoken about the positives and the positive indicators, but when I was reading about the BCI, there seemed to be a cautionary approach or signals of weakness in the South African economy. Can you take us through what in your data is saying that? Or, you know, what
The significant areas that we see volatility, as you hear people always talk about the four horsemen of VUCA, which is volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. That tends
I've
to happen.
I've actually never heard it. It's my first time hearing that.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Yes. So it's volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. So when you are dealing with that level of complexity and ambiguity, you tend not to know what is the throughput in terms of your planning. But those become the two verticals that tend to be very negative as well at the same time, because you are not going to be able to have a very clear medium to long range planning, because quite a number of the things that you're doing are not dependent on you. You are now obviously subject to what Donald Trump is going to do, and of course he's threatened, and now he's hit us with a 30% tariff, and you don't even know what that means, because as soon as he looked at India, he had hit them with 25%, he decided on a whim, okay, I'm adding another 25% because we are buying Russian fuel. Yeah, a safe country like Switzerland got a 39% tariff. Mm-hmm. So that in itself has created a lot of uncertainty in terms of long term. What does that actually mean? The car manufacturers coming out of South Africa are going to be significantly impacted purely because, for instance, some of the car manufacturers like Ford, they would make cars in South Africa that they are able to export into the US. In the past, that used to be easy because it was under the free trade of AGOA, where tariffs were not actually imposed on those particular goods. But now suddenly we find ourselves in a situation where the tariff is now going to be sent, and the cars coming from South Africa are not necessarily going to be as competitive as they were before. And obviously, people are very price sensitive in an environment where, as I said, with the example of Chinese cars in South Africa, if I'm going to give a Jaiku or Moda, and that car is 50% less than a similar car, and it's got all the technology, I'm going to go and choose the car that's more price sensitive, because it does all the things that the other car that's more expensive does. So we are in that particular environment that creates uncertainty, but it's a weakness
in the sense that South Africa needs to industrialize, we need to have a very clear understanding of what needs to happen. One of the dangers and the weaknesses in the economy in South Africa is that you've now created a situation where even politicians who are actually in charge, who are supposed to be executioners, they start to talk like analysts. In other words, they're now analyzing the problem. So you will see that maybe 10 years ago, what politicians tended to do, they used to deny and defend what they were doing. Today, they've changed tack. So if you criticize them and say, we've got a very serious problem with underinvestment in manufacturing and jobs, they actually now also agree with you. And they're actually likely to tell you that themselves first. Okay. But they don't actually give you the plan. They simply tell you that we need to fix this thing. So listen very, very attentively to South Africans. And I'm not bashing people in the public sector, because even people in the private sector actually do the same thing. Mm. So I read somewhere in an article, and someone was saying something really beautiful. And he was saying that the critic never carries the burden of creation. And what has happened in South Africa in terms of the national psyche is that we've got too many people who are very critical and who criticize and who are critics and who actually point out and analyze very accurately, right, where we are in terms of the problems. Unemployment, you know, low growth, and all those kinds of things, high levels of crime. But listen again very attentively whether we are as strong when it comes to here is a solution. You can't just say we're going to do something about fixing crime, but you're not actually telling me about what is the root cause, number one. Because if you don't do your diagnostic correctly in understanding the root cause of the problem, you are likely not to come up with a clear solution in terms of what must actually be done. So let's look at crime as an example. You need to be very clear what is the root cause of the crime. And you can't just generalize and say it's poverty. The majority of people in South Africa are poor, but they're not criminals. So it's intellectual laziness to simply say, I'm not saying that poverty does not become a trigger for those who do get into crime. I'm not saying that it's not. But you can't then generalize and say poverty on its own is responsible for the crime. Because that makes you not to look at other issues such as, are you even hiring the right people? Do they have the right technology? Are they being trained and developed correctly? And that particular piece of crime, by the way, is significant in terms of contributing to economic growth, because I'm not going to go and invest in a place where there are high levels of crime, because I'm not sure what's going on there.
Okay. Alan Mokoki, CEO of SACI, speaking to us about business confidence in South Africa improving in July. Appreciate your time on Kaya Biz so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Time for a short break. When we come back, we'll be having a sweet conversation about brands and global food and drink rankings with Jeremy Sampson, Chairman of Brand Finance Africa. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
Why pay more for business banking?
Does your account come with a private jet?
A five-star lunch? A butler named James? Didn't think so.
At Capitec, you get the same low fees as personal banking, so you always know what you get and what you pay. Open your account in minutes and save up to 50% on transaction fees. Visit capitecbank.co.za to get started. Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 4669. Conditions apply.